niet gerookt. Ja, het spijt mij ook. De fotografen die hier allemaal staan, die moeten na 6,5 minuut ongeveer weg. Want de duurst betaalde plaatsen, die kunnen niks zien. Dus, van zijn leven. Ontwaken, werken, rusten, liefde bedrijven, dromen en weer ontwaken. Het tweede deel vertelt van de ontberingen die hij doormaakt en het mysterieuze einde van het verhaal.
You want to fall in love. Someone to fall in love with you. You're too straight to live in my world. Find someone else. Get married. Have children. It's agreed then? You're not to love me anymore.
Haven't you ever been in love with him?
Never.
It's written on the wall over there. Don't you ever feel that?
Not if I don't have it. What? What do you have in mind?
Les étrangers arrivent, c'est moi qui reviens en voir d'abord. sun. If every man could give us a breath right now, to be so near, to find, I know the way. Should I feel in the day when I reach, I must wait. Then I'll bless your divine.
Thank you. Thank you. The maze is like life, and it's also a puzzle, a wonderful puzzle, like Rubik's Cube. And the maze is an extraordinary piece of art as well, and difficult to get through. I'm fascinated with mazes. I like mazes.
I'm gonna concentrate on it. Concentrate on your legs. Now extend these feelings up into your thighs. Think about your thighs. I like this one. The fifth float on the such a lovely track. Lie still. Think of your body. And how good it feels. And think only of how you want to entrust your body to my care. And you think you can be assured of my compassion. See how the muscles of your belly soothe under my touch, melting. Form or shape, floating with your legs, ever so lightly and swift. Now in your arms, lightly there, feeling floating, floating with the rest of you. That's my good girl. Your breasts, Gloria. Sensation that you have been feeling through the rest of your body traveled. And now enveloped you entirely. Your breasts will begin to feel warm. And your nipples tingle with anticipation. Feel the nipples grow erect. Pleasure that you feel from it will go to your very depth, consume it.
könnte ich schwören, ich rieche frisch gemähtes Gras.
Das Unglaubliche ist in der Tönie lang erwartet. Alles geschieht in deinem Zimmer. Ja, meistens hört es sich an, als käme der Herr gar nicht aus dem Bauch sprechen.
Ich stelle sie an und fühle mich wohl. So einfach ist das.
Ich schalte sie an, wenn ich mich einsam und deprimiert fühle. Und jedes Mal wird etwas ganz anderes.
Ein surreales Erlebnis. Fremdartige Harmonie und eine Art andere Realität entwickeln sich zu einer neuen Wahrnehmung der Realität. Freunde von mir kamen vorbei und wir setzten uns hin und hörten stundenlang nichts anderes.
Forrester is dead. Tommy Forrester is dead. Tommy was going to be an engineer. He was 22. Good looking, personable, athletic. He had a high IQ. The dean said he had the best potential of any man in his class. But Tommy is dead. His problem was acid. Lysergic acid formula 25 called LSD. A close friend told him LSD was psychedelic, mind-expanding. Said it would give him fantastic new sensations and thrills. So Tommy tried it, and his friend was right. At first, the LSD made him sick at his stomach. Then Tommy began to hallucinate. The air began to be filled with rain. The very atmosphere seemed to be a moving current of multicolored particles which came streaming down around him. When he listened to the stereo, he saw colored particles floating out from the speaker. When he looked at the walls, they seemed to be melting. The pictures on the walls became liquefied with colors running down like waterfalls. It was sensational. Inside himself, Tommy felt sublimated, sort of suspended in space. He had a euphoric feeling of wonderful well-being. Then he looked in a mirror, and something horrible happened.
groundbreaking to me. Didn't want yellow in. Some silly primal envy, I suppose, but for whatever cause, the effect was bad on yellow and caused yellow to weep yellow tears for several eternals before there were years, until blue heard what was up between green and yellow and took green aside for a serious talk, in which blue pointed out that if yellow and blue were to get together, not that they would, but if they did, a gentle threat, they could make their own green. Oh, said green with some understanding. Naturally, by a sudden change of hue, green saw the light. Yellow got in. Worked out fine. Yellow got lemons. And green got limes.